Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It's week 10 in the NFL and in your fantasy football league. That means there are four games left in most leagues.
Yep. Week 13.
Week 13 is the end of it.
Yep.
You probably have your trade deadlines coming up.
Yeah, we do, right?
Yep, we do after end of week 11, so after next week's Monday night game. No more trading. No more getting rid of your crap players and robbing teams.
I know. Although, I got to find a quarterback.
Speaking of that, you know, Henry offered me a trade this week.
In what league? Podcast
league? In the
league?
CFFL.
Okay.
He wanted, he wanted Kenyon Drake.
Oh.
But.
What does he need a running back for?
Well, he lost Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, yeah, but he's still loaded.
I know. He's still loaded a running back when he goes, he wanted somebody to. To take the place for Ezekiel Elliott, and okay. I'm like, well, Kenyon Drake isn't that guy, but
no.
And I kind of wanted Kenyon Drake, but so I sent him a counter. I sent him C.J. Anderson for who's the receiver in Miami? Not Jarvis Landry,
Devontae Parker, Kenny Stills,
and I got a 12th round pick.
Wow,
for C.J. Anderson. Who has been scoring, if I'm lucky, 4 points a game.
You know what's going to happen.
Oh, he's going to rock.
He's just going to rock
this week. So there's if you have C.J. Anderson on in your league,
play him.
This is the week to play him because I got rid of him.
He might need to be a must start for me.
Well, that'll be coming up a little later when we do Beat the Host. If you want to be on Beat the Host, by the way, this is what a transition. Make sure you send us an email, cffpodcast@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at...
Strap1971@yahoo.com.
And check everything out on the website, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com. A lot of things to go through. We got news and notes. Tons of news and notes this week. All kinds of crap going down. We got one big thing we're going to talk about at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And I want your honest opinion on these things.
Okay.
I don't want you like...
Holding back,
being all Mr. Politically Correct and thinking everything. Oh no, there's no problem there. So
I got that off my chest the other day. I apologize. I know you said I was supposed to save it.
What?
The other day when we talked, and I just went off
about. I don't remember now.
That was like the anthem again.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, with the commercials.
Well, and then hearing that somebody said the reason why most African American players are pissed off is because. He said, son of a bitch, their mothers. And it's like,
yeah, and they all love their mothers.
Yeah. And it's like,
well, he wasn't talking because there were white guys kneeling, too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, anyway. All right.
Chris Long.
While we do that, should we get to the news right away?
Sure.
We done with this jibber jabbering?
Yes.
All right, here we go with the news. Anthem thing pisses me off.
It's driving me crazy
to this day. But we're going to start with something else.
Okay.
I'm going to go over a list of players from last week's Brawl Spectacular.
Oh, God. And they were all over the place, right?
Yes, all over, everywhere. And you let me know what you think should have happened to them. We'll start with Mike Evans, who, if you don't remember, ran across the field and blasted Marshon Lattimore. He received a 15-yard penalty. And later on from the NFL... He received the one-game suspension from the NFL.
Right.
What do you think should have happened? Is that fair?
I got to figure out. I'm going to go against Jameis Winston here.
You are?
Winston was the instigator.
He's my next guy on the list.
Okay.
So let's just talk about Mike Evans first.
I'd like to say no, because technically he probably didn't see what started the whole thing.
Right.
So he was just defending.
He just saw Lattimore push James Winston.
And he was going in for defending him. But yeah,
So, all right.
I would say yes, but I think he was doing what any
So you think what he got was fair?
No, I don't think he should have got...
Suspended for the game?
No.
Really?
I think.
Should he have been thrown out of that game?
Yes.
Okay, I agree with you. Should have been thrown out of the game. A 15-yard penalty.
All he was defending his quarterback. And
Jameis Winston can defend himself. He's a big black guy. Granted, he only has one shoulder now.
Right.
Theoretically, although he was using his bad shoulder to
do the tapping,
instigate Lattimore and poke at him, which makes me think he's not actually hurting his shoulder.
Probably not.
He should have gotten a one-game suspension, 15-yard penalty, and thrown out of the game.
Winston, or now we're back on?
Still back on Evans.
Oh, so you think all three he should have been kicked
Absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely. You got to stop this shit.
Well, yeah, but they let so much else go on in the NFL that I don't feel like...
They should?
Well, I mean, I really... He just shoved the guy. It's not like he...
But he did more than shove the guy. He crushed the guy. I mean... Ran across the field and crushed the guy.
It's a wide receiver. It sounded like he... Now, if that was a safety, I would say, he crushed the guy.
Next guy.
Okay.
Jameis Winston started and escalated the Mike Evans situation by thugging around on the sidelines during the game, and then he jumped on top of Lattimore after somebody else took him out.
Right. I think he should be suspended.
Yeah, Winston wasn't even in the game at the time. Had no business even that close to the game, to the field, right?
He's a child.
He received nothing during the game or later on from the NFL.
Right.
Should have been flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Well, once again, I'm sure they didn't see him do it. So
the refs, you don't think, saw that? Wasn't there a ref standing right there? I answer. All right, yeah, you're right.
Look at all the things that Vontaze Burfict does, and they don't.
They're standing right there when he kicked the guy in the head. Nothing. He should have been thrown out of the game, and he should be fined. This is my suggestion. Right?
Well, AJ Green. Game, so he should just be suspended and fined.
Who?
Winston.
I don't think he should have been suspended. All he did was poke the guy in the head.
Yeah, but he instigated the whole thing, though.
All he did was poke the guy in the head. This I'm going to give him. He's not the guy that blasted him to the ground. He should have been thrown out of the game. Which he was already out anyway, no big deal. And he should have gotten a big fine.
So when an offensive lineman sees his quarterback get
blasted
or whatever, and when he does the shove in the head, shouldn't he just get kicked out of the game?
They usually get penalties.
Then he should be suspended and fined.
Actually in the game. He shouldn't be suspended.
Well, Mike Evans
Winston wasn't in the game. He was nowhere. He shouldn't have been involved in anything.
Yeah, but here's my point. None of the other stuff would have ever happened
if it wouldn't have been for Winston.
If it wouldn't have been for Winston, he instigated everything that. But here's that the transpired.
Thing: none of that stuff should have happened after Winston did that anyway. It's like, why do these guys need to thug around and act like gangsters and take everybody out just because they look cross-eyed or shove Jameis Winston?
Yeah, I agree, but the whole point is none of it would have happened if Jameis Winston wouldn't have instigated it.
True.
So why wouldn't you start from where it started?
And end it right there?
Well, I would. So
suspend him too?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I'm fine with that. I don't like him anyway.
I know you don't. And I think Tampa Bay suspended him in their own
way. Yeah, I agree with you. AJ Green fighting with Jalen Ramsey. Ejected from the game on Sunday. And nothing. Oh, he got fined from the NFL.
Ejected.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey was my next name.
Oh, okay. AJ Green. First off, how come? When are players going to learn not to be so stupid?
They're not.
I mean,
don't forget these guys barely graduate college.
He's punching a guy with a helmet on. What are you thinking? And you're a receiver. I mean, you need your hands. I think AJ Green, how they didn't get suspended.
I know. He just got $40,000 fine?
Yeah, it was way worse than whatever Mike Evans did.
15-yard penalty, should have been ejected from the game, fined and suspended.
I mean, he choked. Well, I got to be careful with what I say. He didn't choke him, but I mean, he took him from behind.
Yes.
Is that what you did? Sorry. He took him from behind. And
he put him in like a headlock.
Almost like a...
Again, not the smartest thing to do.
No.
Then we got Jalen Ramsey, who shoved A.J. Green during the game and after the play causing the fight. You know, right. He was thrown out of the game, nothing else. Did he get fined? I didn't read anything about him.
I didn't see any fines for him, I don't
think. But he was the one that's pretty much started. He was calling him soft, calling him no good. Did you read all those articles?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah, that probably happens every game.
I'm sure it does.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, he should have got, well, they probably both got flagged and they were offsetting, worthless, meaningless.
Well, I thought they both got flagged and kicked out.
And kicked out, right.
Right.
So, do you think he should have been suspended at all? Or?
No, because I don't think his little shove on AJ Green did anything. And then, yeah, AJ Green.
That was like a lineman going after somebody. Right. Who, all right.
Cleaning off the pile.
All right, this is the tough one.
All right.
Every member of the Cardinals and 49ers involved in that fight.
Okay. To be honest with you,
flags were thrown, yeah. Hats were thrown.
Shirts were thrown. Everything was thrown.
Sure, they were all offsetting penalties, and three players were ejected. Nothing else from the NFL.
Yeah. And I didn't really get to see that fight as much as I
wanted to.
Yeah.
Because what started that? Was it just like some typical, just same old BS on the field stuff?
Guys showing off their cocks, thinking they need to.
I'm a big boy. So you're not, I don't. You're never going to stop these actions unless you do something about it.
Well, exactly.
And you got to do something rash,
right?
You know the kind of stuff that Jerry Jones is complaining about with the Ezekiel Elliott.
I totally agree.
You got to do something wild like that, otherwise this stuff's never going to stop.
Well, and nail a guy like AJ Green. I mean,
yeah,
I know Mike Evans is a pretty big name brand that or name guy that they suspended, but.
Yeah, you got all these big name guys. You got to do something because otherwise, it the only way to stop it is to make it hurt the team.
Well, and then you go with a broader picture too. I mean,
and what's 40 grand to AJ Green?
Right. Well, and you got to imagine the team probably even picks up the fine, don't you think?
I don't. Can they do that?
Well,
I don't know if they. Well, and then here's my other thing. Did you watch the Thursday night game?
A little bit.
Did you see where Russell Wilson got blasted in the chin? And the referee told him to go off the field and get tested for concussion?
Right, and that should have happened. I agree.
Well, he ran off the field. They put him in the tent, pulled the tent over. He got right up. No one even went in the tent with him. Got up as soon as the tent closed, got up, got out, went back on the field. So now the NFL is investigating to see if they were, like, screwing around with the whole concussion protocol. So they could get fined and possibly even lose a draft pick if they determined that he was, that they did.
I would agree with that.
Okay, good. Speaking of Jameis Winston, back to him.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
Word out of Tampa is that he is being shut down for a few weeks because of his shoulder. Now, me being the skeptical person that I always am.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
Do you think this is actually the team suspension because of what he did on Sunday, acting like a child?
And I know, unfortunately.
Or is it really because of his shoulder?
I kind of am leaning towards what you said. I think it's more.
And you think it's like you were acting like a child.
We're going to spank you on your behind
you're
a little bit.
You're
going to
sit down a couple weeks.
Yep.
We have the bearded wonder from Yale or wherever he's from.
And, I mean, they're not. What's Tampa's record? They're like.
Not good.
Not good.
Not as good as I thought they would be.
Right.
So you got that. And then you have. I mean, if that shoulder, and I kind of went through this before, but if that shoulder was really bugging him that bad, what's he doing with his arm up?
Poking.
That childish poking on Marshawn Lattimore. Speaking of other quarterbacks I can't stand.
Cam Newton. Oh, no. What did he do?
He needs to focus more on his pregame dancing and thugging around instead of being allowed to talk before or after a game. Did you hear what he said this week when he was asked about the Kelvin Benjamin trade?
No, I did not hear this.
He dropped this historic beauty.
Oh, jeez.
Quote, "We just lost a great player, but nevertheless, the Titanic still has to go." Now, apparently, the word is that Cam Newton had no idea that the Titanic sunk.
Right.
And he had never seen the movie.
Really? Because I thought he was talking about Titanic with Kelvin Benjamin being so fat.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, okay.
So this, to me, is not a very good advertisement for either the University of Florida or Auburn. If you have a guy that went to school at both of those places, granted that one he got kicked out because he stole a computer or something.
Right.
But you don't know about the Titanic?
Yeah.
Really?
Even a dumb truck driver like me.
You knew, you saw the movie. You were in love with Kate Winslet, weren't you?
Oh, wow.
Next up on Stupid People.
Uh-oh.
Ezekiel Elliott had another hearing.
And lost.
And he lost again. Now, that means that his suspension is back in place, and he'll be available to play against Seattle in week, is it 17?
Right.
Yeah, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Or no, week 16. So you'll have two regular season games.
So if you're in the championship and you have...
That's the only game you have him for.
Yep.
Wow. Unless something happens before then, he's got another hearing in December 1st.
Do you think there's a chance that this is going to get
stopped at four games?
Oh, no, I mean like they're going to appeal it somehow, or there's no way they can.
Well, they can't for this week.
Okay.
They're done, right? I mean, it's
That's
Saturday.
What I thought, but I just feel like they're... I did read somewhere that Ezekiel Elliott's lawyers or something were trying to make a deal. Or...
I'd be fighting to get my money back from those lawyers. Did you hear what they said?
No.
So I keep reading all these stories about what Elliott is fighting about, and it goes completely against what he's saying in interviews and his lawyers are saying. Just last week he came out and said, quote, "This is bigger than a suspension. This is bigger than football."
Okay.
Hang on, I got to turn the page. Wasn't ready.
All right.
"It's them trying to make something that I'm not. I'm not an abuser. That's not who I am." And then when you read further into all the appeals that he and his attorneys are making, his attorneys make it crystal clear that they are not trying to undermine the factual conclusion from the investigation. They are simply challenging the process that the league took in suspending him. Now, I'm not a lawyer. God forbid I could never sit in a court and lie with a straight face to a judge while getting paid to do it. But that being said, if you are not challenging the factual conclusion from the NFL's investigation, then how the hell do you stand up there and say that you're not an abuser? Those were the conclusions from the NFL investigation.
So
right?
Right. So my advice to Elliott would be...
Shut up.
Just shut up and take your
sit
medicine.
Sit for six games. Yep. You're going to get paid.
And you're going to be a millionaire next year again. And
yeah.
You'll be fine.
I'm going to win my bet.
Right.
That he won't be a top 10 running back this year.
Oh, that's right.
Woohoo!
I thought it was even top five.
No, it was. I think it was top 10.
Wow. Well, then I might have a shot.
Well, I don't know. Six games?
Well, yeah, but
it's those last two that are going to worry me.
There's only three more games left.
We have to look and see if it's NFL or if it's fantasy season.
I thought it was regular
season. Oh, shit. We got four games.
Four games, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, he's got to drop.
See, I think you're safe because I think you're getting all your bets mixed up because you have so many out there. I think you have Jordan Howard for 10.
Yeah, he's got to be
rank,
a top 10.
Right.
But that's in fantasy. Oh, yeah. Ezekiel Elliott's
five
in the NFL.
Or top five.
In the NFL. We'll have to look.
Yeah.
All right. So is it time to discuss the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, God. No, I really don't need
you
to.
You don't want to? I have a burning question.
Uh-oh.
Do the last three games do anything other than show just how amazing and important Aaron Rodgers is to the proper running of this offense? Come on. You know. I've actually heard.
Go ahead.
You think about this for a little bit after I read you this next part. I've actually heard talking heads say that the NFL should go back 5 years and retroactively award the NFL MVP to Aaron Rodgers for those 5 years. They've also said that Aaron Rodgers should either threaten to leave the team unless they do something to bring in more talent on the team.
Okay, but couldn't you also say that about David Johnson? Couldn't you say that about
David Johnson?
Well,
no. Adrian Peterson, the old man, is doing just as much as he did.
21 carries for...
You don't know what David Johnson would have done.
20 yards or 30 yards?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't looking good.
Okay. Okay. So couldn't you also say... Even though the great Tom Brady never gets hurt,
yes, he does. Unless it's some
unlike Puss Boy Aaron Rodgers
play that somebody gets flagged for.
If Brady goes down, I think there's not a chance New England's where they're at.
With Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo is no longer there.
Well, now he's not, no.
Right.
But
I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, if you want to go there too, Jimmy Garoppolo is not that good of a quarterback.
You don't think so?
I don't think San Francisco is overly excited about him.
Yeah, but they made a trade for him.
But I don't think they do. I mean, there's talk already of them possibly trading him to get a better pick. I just read this the other day.
Oh, that might be. That's probably not a bad idea. If you really don't think that you want him.
Right. And then they could go after Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen or.
Yeah. Speaking of, who's the guy from Washington? They played last night. Really good.
Josh Allen? Or is it Josh Allen? Or is it something Allen? I know that.
He looked really good.
I actually have him on one of my Heisman
Do you?
Bets.
Well, don't think that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Next up, Minnesota quarterback Teddy Bridgewater was reactivated by the Vikings.
I'm shocked. I really am. I said there's not a chance he was playing this year.
Well, I think he's still going to be Case Keenum's backup, right?
Right.
And then they play Sam Bradford to the IR with his knee injury.
Right.
Next, Steelers stud wide receiver Martavis Bryant. He's been running with the first team offense this past week. He should be set to return to the lineup this weekend. Woohoo!
Do you think... In the same thing with, like, Jameis Winston.
He's going to be on a different team next year.
He's definitely signing.
He's a free agent, right?
Well, no, but I suppose they could put a transition tag or...
Oh, franchise? But do you think they want to keep him around?
I don't think they could put a franchise, but I...
Transition, so they get something from it for him, at least?
Something, I would think.
Yeah. Speaking of team cancers, the Green Bay Packers...
Aaron Rodgers?
...released their Batitude tight end, Martellus Bennett... This isn't a typical move for the Packers, who just signed Bennett for a 3-year contract during the offseason, and looks like they grew tired of him.
Right.
Pre-game BS and his recent injuries that kept him out of the games last week and this week. Turns out that they're fighting to get money back because he didn't report the injury before the season.
But didn't they do a physical on him? How did they not?
Yeah, do they MRIs on his everything?
And
I don't know what the physicals are. I never really tried out for an NFL team.
Look at us.
You need to go through a physical. But, and you were completely right last week when you said the Patriots would sign him.
Right, but.
I don't get it.
Then the more, I probably didn't do as much looking up of everything like you did. I just wonder. Why did New England sign him then?
I don't know. He's
got a bad shoulder.
Well, but the shoulder didn't turn up until... But he must have went through a physical with them too, right?
Right, but I don't get... Why would you sign a guy who doesn't
want to be there?
Well, he said the Packers doctors said he should play, and he didn't want to play.
Right.
So...
And the great one, Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson...
Right.
All said that...
But then... So he doesn't want to play, but then New England signs him?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he doesn't want to play because the team doesn't have a quarterback right now. Because isn't that when he started sitting out after that first game with Brett Hundley, the Minnesota game?
Right.
Is when he started sitting out after that.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of shady things going on, but what do you expect from one of the Bennett brothers?
Yeah, exactly. Going into Sunday. Oh, I'm sorry, one.
I was going to say, just saying the Bennett brothers. You don't hear much about the whole Michael Bennett
Vegas thing.
Yeah.
Well,
whatever happened to that?
You never do. It's this always happens. It's like you remember, and I'm going to bring politics into this, but remember when the great Donald Trump was running for president?
Right.
And all of a sudden four women came out from 40 years ago saying that he sexually assaulted us on a plane and all this?
Right.
Where are all those people?
I don't know. I don't get it.
But, the whole Vegas thing, well, now that all the information came out that he was lying.
That he was basically lying,
yeah,
it sounded like.
Yeah. Get rid of his ass, too.
Let's throw away the facts. We don't want, facts can ruin a good thing right now.
Going into Sunday's matchup with the Bears, speaking of the Packers, it looks like they're going to continue their running back by committee plan. So if you have Aaron Jones or Ty Montgomery...
It's going to be who's...
It's going to be...
the hot hand?
Well, what did they say? Ty Montgomery... third downs, Aaron Jones,
that's
first and
thought,
second.
But Ty came in that one series for the Packers
last
week.
Do you think that was because Aaron Jones was in showing much?
Well, I think that's what it was. Then
so it was like, hey,
Montgomery looked fast, I thought.
Yeah.
It's like, where was that?
Like, he hasn't played for 3 weeks.
Right. Like, he's got all this energy stored up. And yeah, I thought he looked good.
Falcons running back Devonta Freeman has been a no-go at practice this week with his lingering knee and shoulder injury. The knee injury, although considered minor, is likely to give more work to my boy Tevin Coleman.
Ooh, I might have to play him.
As the main running back in Atlanta. And finally, you knew this was coming. The only question was when. Reporter Lindsey Coulter of the Boston Herald reported. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. Yeah,
former Patriots player Aaron Hernandez had severe damage to his brain from sports-related head injuries that are known to impede decision-making and cause aggression, said a Boston University researcher who announced the pathology results. Now, I didn't have time to call our team podcast pathologist down in Ohio.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Otherwise, I would have brought her on the show today. Now, I have a study for these guys to try out. I wonder what the findings would have been if the Hernandez brain was brought to him as a John Doe brain that the researchers had no idea what the person did for a career or what caused him to be dead in the first place.
Right.
I bet you wouldn't be hearing any of those findings about severe, oh my God, the worst case of CTE I've ever seen.
But it still doesn't give him the right to do what he did.
No.
Because quite honestly, he didn't sound like before he was playing football or college football or pro football, he was all that good of a guy.
No, he was a horrible guy. He was all gangstered up and everything,
right,
wasn't
that's
he?
That's what I mean. So,
to the fact where Tim Tebow was covering for him in Florida all the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, are they going to go back to high school that he had CT issues back in high school? Then, quite honestly, a lot of people dropped the ball.
Well, I think a lot of this has to do with the family
trying to sue,
trying to get money. Right. Don't you?
I agree, and I think that's a crime.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, they're saying that they can get like that. There's like $500,000 out there that might come to his family if all this goes the right way.
$500,000 for the NFL?
Nothing.
Just make an agreement and settle on $200,000, $300,000,
$350.
Yeah, and just say
we'll give you $350. Just shut up and go away. He was a thug. He was pain in the ass and. Be happy he's gone.
I agree.
All right, that's it for the news. You have anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
We need to call our person for...
The guy we're going to crush this week?
Beat the host, yes, because, you know, luckily...
Thank God for you.
I came around because you had two guys that scored zero.
Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah. All right, it's time for Beat the Host, everyone. So on the phone with us today, we have Chris from Wauwatosa. He is our contestant on Beat the Host this week. I think I need to go over last week's.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So last week I crushed. I beat our guest Linda. I mean, she was a girl, so I mean.
Oh yeah.
I mean, nothing much.
But I didn't beat her.
94 points. I had 94 points. Everybody was complaining about my picks of Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. When deep down, I crushed. So right now it's a host 7-2 and the audience is 2-7.
That's
wow. That sounds like my record in fantasy football.
There you go.
So this week we got the same thing. It's Beat the Host, your chance to win your very own t-shirt from us. All you have to do is beat us at fantasy football. Pick a quarterback, a running back, a receiver, a tight end. You get 7 points for every touchdown. 1 point for every 10 yards rushing or receiving and or passing. Other than that, it's pretty much a typical fantasy football stuff. We're going to give you the first pick. You're going to name a position in fantasy football, and you're going to pick your player. And then Dan and I will take our player, and then once we're done with that, we'll go through some must-starts and don't-bothers at that position, and we'll continue on around. So, Chris, you get the first pick, and your position
all
will
right.
be?
We're going to start with tight ends today.
God darn. I was wondering if that was going to happen because there's not much available.
There is nothing available, so I'm going to go with tight ends and start with Gronkowski.
You suck. Gronk. All right, Dan, well, I'll let you have the second pick.
Well, I got to go with the Giants' leading receiver, Evan Ingram.
You're going Evan Ingram. That's sad when the tight end is the leading receiver. Which leaves me, Jesus, I'm going to go.
Are you going Cameron Brate?
No, I'm going Jack Doyle.
Ooh. Wow.
Going Jack Doyle with the Colts.
Slim pick
is
no
sad. It is really sad. That was going to be my pick when I had, if no one would, you know, anyways. Dan, well, since that's done, the hard part's done, you can have the next pick.
I think I'm going to go wide receiver.
We're going wide receiver, everyone. And your pick will be?
I think it's a no-brainer. I'm going Antonio Brown.
Oh, great. I'm getting none of my players. This was another tough one. All right, Chris, well, you can have the second pick since
you really don't care.
All right. Yeah. Well, I just read they took Julio and approved him, so I'm going to go with Julio Jones.
Oh, perfect.
He's got to make up for that drop last week.
There you go.
Oh, man, was that not horrible?
The worst I've seen in a long time.
I am going to go with Golden Tate.
Wow.
Yep.
Riding that horse.
There's not much else. It was either that or DeAndre Hopkins. So as far as other wide receiver must-starts for you this weekend, like I said, Golden Tate, my start of the week against the Browns. The Browns have given up 6 touchdowns to slot receivers this year, and Tate leads all slot receivers in yards, and he should be a guarantee to get 15 or more PPR points for you this weekend. Mark him down. Also, Jarvis Landry against the Carolina Panthers. Landry has caught at least 5 passes in each of his first 8 Dolphins games this year. He also has been in the end zone 4 times in the last 5 games. This week he goes against the Panthers defense that has allowed 7 touchdowns to slot receivers. Anybody for you?
I just have one. Adam Thielen.
Against Minnesota against
Washington.
Yeah, you always pick him.
I love him.
Yeah, well, you should let him know that.
Okay. Is he a crazy bitch?
Anybody else?
No, that's it. I only went with one.
Don't bothers for me this week. Kelvin Benjamin against the Saints. He has averaged just 38 yards with 1 touchdown in 5 games against the Saints. Add to that the fact that the Saints are allowing the 6th fewest PPR points to number 1 receivers this year, and it doesn't look good for Benjamin. Also, Keenan Allen against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, that's one I had.
It's hard to put him on your bench, and most owners simply aren't going to be able to this week because there's so many good receivers on bye. But if you cannot, don't expect a great deal out of him. The Jaguars' defense has allowed just 1 touchdown and an average of 15 PPR points to receivers at home this year. He has not scored a touchdown at all this season. Keenan Allen. Anybody for you?
I have Jordy Nelson. I think I'm going to stick with just all the white people that I can find.
Your racist team of the week?
That's right.
So Jordy Nelson. You
at Chicago.
Like
no. I don't think Brett Hundley can find him ever.
Yeah, and well, he can't find much of anybody.
Well, that's true.
Sad.
Well, you look at the Bears defense, too, this week, because Chicago Bears defense only given up 16 points a game in the last 4 weeks. The Packers can't score against anyone.
Well, would you like to be on the show? I got stats! Usually, those, as you've heard before, those stats usually don't mean crap for when I pull them out.
That's why I don't bring the stats out. I just go with my gut.
Which brings me to my pick, and I'm going to go running back.
Oh, good.
I'm going Todd Gurley of the Rams. Chris?
I'm going to go with Le'Veon Bell then.
Ah, damn.
Le'Veon Bell. And Dan?
I've got to go with Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard against the Packers. He's not a top 10 running back, you know.
He will be if he's not already.
Other guys that, if I wasn't going to get the first pick that I would have liked, Alvin Kamara against the Buffalo Bills. Ever since the Saints traded away Adrian Peterson, Kamara has been a PPR monster for fantasy owners. He has averaged just 10 or over 10 points per game, and this week he goes up against the Buffalo Bills that have allowed three top 20 PPR backs in their last four games. The other guy I like, Carlos Hyde against the New York Giants. Technically, if I were the commissioner of the NFL, this guy would be suspended this weekend. But since he is not, you should have him in your lineup as he goes against a defense that has given up an average of 104 rushing yards to running backs in road games this year. I also like Derrick Henry against the Bengals. Anybody for you?
Well, the obvious one.
Who?
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, stop.
I'm staying all white.
Oh, man. Any other Packers have any white guys you should start? Or the Bears?
No, I think Paulot Carruth is retired.
running back, don't bother for me. Amir Abdullah versus Cleveland. Abdullah fumbled twice last week, and this week he faces off against the Browns defense that is allowing the fifth fewest rushing yards per game to running backs. Also, Doug Martin against the Jets. The Jets defense has not allowed a running back to finish better than 22nd in their last four games this season. Last week, Martin was limited to 18 snaps and a season-low 8 touches against the Saints. Don't bother for you?
None?
No white guys you can think of?
No white guys I can find.
All right. Which brings us to quarterbacks.
Oh, God.
Last but not least. Chris, you want to take the first one?
I will take Matthew Stafford.
You suck. My start of the week. I'm sticking with this guy. Likely to win a division champion. At least he should. He's the NFL's top-paid quarterback, and his division consists of Mitchell Trubisky, Brett Hundley, and Case Keenum. If he does not win the division this year, the bust word needs to be hung around his neck like a necklace for the rest of his career. Besides that point, the Lions are facing off against the Browns, who are still looking for their first win, and they are allowing the quarterbacks to score the fourth most fantasy points in football. My start of the week and Chris's guy, Matthew Stafford. Dan, you can take second.
Well, I'm going to go with my...
This would be easy for a white guy.
Well, pretty much. Well, I got to go with my guy with... I got the receiver, so I'm going quarterback. Ben Roethlisberger.
Big Ben.
Indoors at Indy.
Which leaves me with my guy.
Uh-oh. Matt Ryan.
Oh, do I want him or do I want my other my guy?
Oh.
I should stick with what I know. We're going with the MVP, Matt Ryan. The other guy I was looking at was Jared Goff against the Houston Texans. The Texans have allowed 9 touchdowns and the most fantasy points of any defense to quarterbacks on the road this year. The other guy, like Josh McCown against Tampa.
Wow.
You might be thinking I'm crazy, right?
I do.
Hear me out. The Tampa defense has allowed 5 different quarterbacks to finish in the top 10 in fantasy points this season. 3 of those quarterbacks, Case Keenum, Eli Manning, and Carson Palmer.
Wow.
Must starts for you?
No, you hit that one right on the
Josh
head.
Josh McCown was your man?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. As far as don't bothers, Philip Rivers against Jacksonville. I doubt Rivers will score double-digit points in basic scoring leagues this week. The Jags defense has not allowed more than 13 points to a quarterback this season so far. And next, Jay Cutler. Should have stayed in the broadcast booth.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
I gotta warn you, Clark. They don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
Spread on that game.
I know that would have been a great one to do. But needless to say, you don't need a spread on Detroit when we're going to save ourselves. Well, we should really be wanting to give out T-shirts, right?
Well.
I don't think Chris is going to get one this week. But,
no,
you know,
I know, probably not.
We can always hope. Maybe we'll just send him one anyway. Because I don't need freaking 20 T-shirts in my basement.
Well, that's true.
I did send one to Linda, even though.
Even though she lost.
Yeah. Well, because I had to send one to Justin. So what's putting another one in there?
That's nice.
Yeah, well. Don't say I'm not a nice guy. It's time for gambling, everybody. And that's when you're not supposed to be a nice guy, is when it's gambling time. And I just wanted to go over a couple things because, you know, I keep getting emails about how you need to recap.
Right.
So last week, I don't know why I'm recapping this one.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
Woo!
Can you recap when we're doing well?
I had 4 correct picks.
I think you still beat me, though.
No, you had 5.
Wow.
So,
and how'd you win 5? It's a miracle.
So you bet a total. You ended up with a loss of $17.43.
Oh, that's not good.
Me? I lost $47. So sorry you didn't make any house payments last week. And then I went to see how we're doing on other picks, you know, from our prop bets.
Oh, yeah. Any prop bets?
I was looking at our season win picks. I had Atlanta over 9.5. Excuse me for a second. They're currently at 4-4. You had Carolina under 8.5. They're at 6-3.
Ooh.
Yeah, not looking good. I had Baltimore under 9. They're at 4-5. I had Chicago over 5.5. They're at 3-5.
You got a chance.
I have a chance.
Say you got a chance.
I have Cincinnati over 8.5. That one doesn't look good at 3-5. And here's one where I'm all right with this one yet. Under 4.5 for Cleveland. They're at 0-8.
Oh, yeah. I think you got
You
that.
Have them at over. Actually, on the Atlanta one, you had Atlanta under 8.5 or under 9.5. So you're looking good on that one.
Okay. The Cleveland one, I.
Yeah, you thought they were better. But
they're in games. I mean, can I at least? I mean,
yeah.
I know it doesn't do me any good.
Close doesn't get you anything, right. But defense is good.
Yeah.
Dallas, I had under 9.5. They're at 5-3. That doesn't look good. This one might hurt. Green Bay over 10.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
4-4.
I think I had an under on that one, didn't I?
You stayed away from that one.
Oh, okay. I should have.
I had Kansas City under 9. They're at 6-3. That doesn't look good. And then you and I both had New England under 12.5. They're at 6-2. And then you had San Francisco under 4.5. And they're at 0-9.
I'm good.
You're good, like my Cleveland one. So there's the recap, which brings us to this week. This is, in college football, this is what they're calling separation weekend.
That's right. I'm doubling up.
You want to do that right away first and then go into the NFL? This will be really quick.
Okay.
So I have Texas Tech -8 against Baylor. I have Auburn +3 against Georgia. That's one of the separation weekend games. There's another one, Wisconsin. I have Wisconsin -12 against Iowa. I have Florida Atlantic -6 against Louisiana Tech. I have Washington State -1 against Utah. And I have Alabama -14 against Mississippi State.
All right. Is it my turn now?
Yeah, you got a lot?
I don't. I think I do, but maybe I don't.
Maybe not.
I'm going to do these slow so everybody can write them down, okay?
Or just pause as you're playing
this.
Okay.
Illinois is going to cover the 9. They're getting a +9 against Indiana.
9. Okay.
Texas Tech -8 at Baylor.
Yep, I got that one too.
Clemson -16 in Clemson against Florida State.
Ooh, you're taking Clemson, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Another separation weekend game.
And this one, I'm taking Iowa to cover the 12 against Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was kind of on that too. I think Wisconsin, I mean, they're missing their receiver, Quintez Cephas.
Right.
They're missing a linebacker, a stud linebacker, and they got a game time decision on a defensive back.
Well, this is where also I go with these other theories. You go with like facts. I just feel like this is, and I know I've said it before, this is a game that Wisconsin's got all things going for them, and I worry that they're gonna
screw it up. They're gonna screw the pooch.
I was in Wisconsin. I was down in Madison a week ago.
Okay,
and they had beat Iowa all over the place. It's like,
getting a little crazy.
Let's concentrate on the team we're playing,
right?
Before we go to the next team down the line.
All right.
So, then I have Maryland +17. My your wife Judy.
She picked that one for you?
She helped pick that one, so I had to put that one on.
Okay.
USC -13.5.
Yeah, you like your Sam Darnold.
I like my Sam Darnold. Utah +1, Washington State.
Oh, I took Washington State.
It's
with the air raid defense, with the air raid offense. Mike Leach.
I'm going back to when I was younger.
Okay.
My love for the Miami Hurricanes.
I know. I want them to beat Notre Dame so bad. I just couldn't take that game.
I have to. They're getting a +3.5.
Yep.
In Miami.
Yep.
I'm taking TCU. I think Oklahoma played the game of their life last week.
Really?
I hate Baker Mayfield.
He's going to be a stud, though.
I don't care. I'm still taking TCU +7.
Katy Perry likes him, too.
She can have him. And that's it.
All right. That's it for our separation weekend. Those are the games, so you can look at those and quickly get them in before the game starts so that your man can get your picks for you. So time for the NFL. I'm going to start with this one. New Orleans against Buffalo. New Orleans is a 3-point favorite. In the last four games, the Saints are 4-0 against the Bills, outscoring them 105-37. Now, when you look at all these stats and everything.
Throw them out the window.
I know, because this would guarantee you a Saints win.
Right.
But, and 3 points is nothing. But it's like every time I look at that and I make the pick,
Buffalo's,
I get my ass kicked.
Buffalo's playing really well, too.
Yep. The Saints are currently one of the hottest teams in the NFL, going 6-0 against the spread during their current six-game winning streak. I think the Saints are stronger talent-wise.
Oh, my gosh.
And especially at quarterback. Give me the Saints, and I'll give you 3 points. Your game?
I'm staying away from that. I got a lot of games in
oh,
the NFL.
No. I got to make some money.
I do. I got to make up for some. The Packers getting 5.
Oh, I got that, too.
I have to go Green Bay.
I know. I can't believe
it's
Packers
Chicago.
Are.
Chicago's not that good.
Even with Hundley, they're not worse than the Bears.
Right.
I mean, okay, Hundley, Trubisky.
I'd rather have Hundley.
Really?
I do.
I would, too, but I thought I was just being, my green and gold glasses were on.
No, I think I'd rather have Hundley. I would like the Packers to open up the offense for Hundley a little bit, do a little bit more quarterback option. Or
yep, get him running.
Yep.
Yeah, like a Russell Wilson, a tall Russell Wilson who looks really old in his helmet.
Right.
I saw him without his helmet. I'm going, hey, he looks like he's 16. But then you get that helmet on, he looks like he's getting Bronco Nagurski, for Christ's sake. I think it's going to be an ugly game, and the Bears just might win the game.
Yeah. Oh,
but they're not going to win by more than 5 points.
No. It's in Chicago. You got to give them at least the 3.
Yeah. And I also took the over 38.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. Packers have no defense, and the Bears are going to let us score something.
Yeah, that seems like a sucker bet to me. I'd stay away from the over.
Your next game?
I'm going with the points here. I'm taking the Colts against Pittsburgh.
Colts, you're going with the points on the
they're
Colts?
They're getting 10.
Do I have that game? I don't have that game. All right, they're getting 10. I'm going with the Jaguar-Charger game. Jaguars are a 4-point favorite. And these teams have played each other 5 straight years and 7 times in the last 8 years. The negative for Jacksonville is that since 2010, the Chargers have gone 6-0 straight up and against the spread against them. But this isn't the same Jacksonville team. And it also isn't the same Chargers team. This year alone, Jacksonville is 5-3 against the spread which is tied for fifth best in the NFL. Give me the Jaguars, and I'll give you 4 points.
You convinced me. I was going to go Chargers.
Were you?
But
now remember, all these stats that I always find.
I know.
F me over every week.
I'm just not going to go with that game. I can't stand the Jaguars now. I used to love them. I just can't trust them. I want to get behind them.
I want to like them, but they always.
When you like
leave
them,
me for another man.
Exactly. When you like them, that's when they kill you.
All right.
I'm going my next game. I'm taking the Redskins plus 1.5 at home.
Against Minnesota?
Against Minnesota.
Wow.
I think they're going to win this game outright.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope so, because Packers need that help.
Packers need a lot more help than...
Well, but the Vikings are the ones we have to worry about right now.
Yeah, well.
I'm going with the New England-Denver game. New England is a 7.5-point favorite against Denver. Broncos are horrible on offense. Is the third time this season the Broncos have been a 7-point or more underdog. That hasn't happened since 1988. The Patriots, on the other hand, are 8-2 against the spread as a favorite on the road. Give me the Patriots.
This one you're not talking me out of.
Okay.
I'm taking Denver plus the 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think their defense, they know what New England wants to do. I like their defense.
Okay.
I think C.J. Anderson's going to rock.
Okay. You better.
Well, yeah.
Well, I traded him away.
So, no.
Yeah, great.
I just think 7.5 with the way New England's defense isn't that good.
Yep.
I mean, they might make Brock Osweiler look like Tom Brady.
Ooh.
Maybe not, but.
Younger Tom Brady.
It sounded good coming out.
Yeah. And then I have two money line games.
Uh-oh.
I have the Jets to win. And they're playing, what, San Francisco, right?
Tampa.
I have the Jets to win, and I have Cincinnati money line over Tennessee.
Cincinnati, okay. Wow, I have those two games.
But you went with the spread?
I went with the spread. I'm taking the 2.5 for Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Tennessee game, I think Tennessee's given up 4.5.
Yep.
I like Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I just think Cincinnati's got to start playing better, and I hope it's this weekend.
Yeah, but
I just need him to win. The point spread scared me. I just need him to win.
I'm also going with another. Oh, I got two more games.
Okay,
and they're both getting points. Houston's getting 11.5 against the Rams.
Okay,
it's just a gut feeling that the Rams.
Houston's going to show up. Well, 11 points is a lot.
11 points is a lot for the Rams, who are a young team.
Yes.
Okay. And then Miami. Jay Cutler's back. You see how well he played last week?
Yeah, I saw. He looked uninterested.
They're getting 9 points against Carolina, whose offense...
Not good.
They're so unpredictable.
Well, and you got Cam Newton, who,
He's taking the Titanic, right?
Yeah, he's got to keep that Titanic moving.
That's right.
That's it for our bets. Remember, don't bet anymore than you can afford to lose, and it's only gambling if you don't know what you're doing. And last week, we didn't know what we were doing.
Exactly.
And we donated some cash, everyone. But this week, it's a little different story. You can check out our picks on the website, mycffl.com. Use them if you want. You can look back and see what we've done the other weeks in this season, and
I'd love to hear from people if they used or went against us.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
said,
that,
hey.
Well, last week that would have been good.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are idiots. Yeah, we know. That's why they call it gambling news. So, you ready for a drink?
I am.
All right, let's get the club. Well, yeah, you have a higher percentage of cash taken than I do.
Right, I'm just looking at that right now.
While you're doing that, I'm waiting for your drink to show up, and it's time for our fantasy girl. You can check her out on the website, mycffl.com, on the fantasy girl tab. We're going to Mexico this week.
Uh-oh.
We're going to Mexico. Her name is Isa Gonzalez. That's not a very good picture of her, is it?
No, I
You didn't mind it?
I don't, but I'd like to
something a little
waist up shot. I just don't trust that one.
Isa Gonzalez. That all right?
Nope.
Oops, sorry.
Right there.
This one.
Yeah.
Isa Gonzalez. She was born January 30th, 1990. She was born in Caborca, Sonora, Mexico.
Easy for you to say.
She's an actress and a singer. She's currently on the television show From Dusk Till Dawn, where she plays the character that was originally portrayed by, in the movie version, Salma Hayek.
Oh
yeah. Gonzalez moved to Los Angeles in 2013 to further pursue her acting career. She is fluent in English, Spanish, and some Italian. In 2014, she began dating her From Dusk Till Dawn co-star, DJ Catrona.
Nice.
And they broke up in 2016. Oh. That's all I have for information on
okay.
her.
Okay.
All
right.
27 years old, 5'7".
Tall.
She's a Mexican hottie.
Yes, she is.
She wears a size 4 dress, weighs 123 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair. Her measurements are, where's your bell?
Oh, right here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go. Whew.
Measurements are, boom.
That her?
That's her.
Wow. She looks real young there.
Measurements are.
34B.
32B.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Waist.
23. 24. Damn.
And her hips.
Oh, she's...
She's Mexican.
She's Mexican.
No babies yet.
Okay, no babies. Mexican.
Mexican hips.
So I'm still going to go 35.
35 is exactly right. 32B, 24, 35. Isa Gonzalez, your fantasy girl of the week. And that's it, everybody. Another week. It's week 10 of your NFL fantasy season. Good luck until next week when we have more news and notes for you. Some more picks and another fantasy girl. That's it.
I'm predicting a perfect prediction for me
next week.
Next week on whoever whoever you're bringing up. I want to go. Can we just go? The bra size is what's throwing me off.
You want to just go back to regular size?
Yes.
You'd have been 1 inch closer. She's a 33.
See, I would have at least. I did.
You got a legitimate ding.
Right.
Yeah.
Next week, I know. Is it Tommy T that was? Wanted me to go bra size or who? Someone
yeah, like? Tommy T did. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, but you know, if you want to go back to the other way, if it's easier for you.
Yeah, I think I might.
Okay,
just then I can feel like I'm.
You can feel like
I'm right again. I didn't lose my mojo.
Oh man, that's it, everybody. Have a good week, and until next time, be good.